When social workers at Berlin's homeless shelters find themselves unable to communicate with people from Eastern Europe, they call their colleague, Maria Theresa Reichenbach.
The workers told us they're Eastern Europeans and all are Polish. And then I went there and I found out that, I don't know, 6 people from Latvia and 5 from Lithuania and 2 from Bulgaria and 3 from, I don't even remember, maybe Romania, I don't know, and like 10 or 11 from Poland.
Maria Theresa speaks Latvian, Russian, and English, and her workload is heavy. She counsels around 50 homeless people every month. Her co-worker, Christina, only speaks German, and she says Maria Theresa and 3 other women who speak Eastern European languages are critical in helping understand homeless people who seek their help.
The homeless people come here, and we have to be able to communicate with them. That's obvious, but there's a language issue. We don't understand them and can't help them. So on Mondays and Thursdays, the multilingual counselors come to help us.
Today, Maria Theresa is meeting with Ingo, a young man from Latvia. The two have a lot in common. Reichenbach has a connection to his country and his language.
I've been working like a volunteer for 1 year in Latvia with children in an orphanage, and that's the way I learned it.
Ingo is a towering, well-kempt 25-year-old. Though he's been homeless in Berlin for a year, sleeping in parks most nights, he looks like any other 20-something you might see around the city. Maria Theresa convinced him to move into a shelter this bitterly cold winter.
I just feel she wants to help. This way I speak with her.
Ingo and his brother grew up in an orphanage. The two hitchhiked together to Germany.
Did you ever think of going home to where you're from?
No, of course not. No.
May I ask why?
How to say? It really doesn't have any difference from Germany or Latvia in this moment for me. I don't have anything in this place and anything in that place.
Ingo later tells me that his brother froze to death in a park in Leipzig last winter. When Ingo discovered his brother's body, he went into a state of shock. He was taken to a psychiatric hospital and treated for 3 weeks. Maria Theresa said that when she first met him in November, he was unable to talk about his experience. But since then, he has opened up.
You will never understand, and maybe Mari will understand, maybe, because they speak so with very much a lot of people with this problem. Ordinary people will never understand this, how it is, why it is, and, you know, you can tell how much you want about this, but people will doesn't understand.
Maria Theresa buys Ingo a coffee and then walks with him to the subway. He hinted earlier that he might go with her to see a homeless, elderly Latvian man living in a shelter, but he changes his mind.
Is he leaving?
He's leaving, you know, he can take this one and...
You're going?
Maria Theresa is hopeful that she can help Ingo find a job in construction, but the first step, she says, was to make him feel that someone cared for him again after his brother's death.
This is important, just to show him, like, continually being there.
But you say he's like a special case. Are most cases like he is, or are they...
No, I think it's really special because he... formerly, he has a lot of things that would help him. He is young, he is a male, he can work really hard work. He has an official registration in Berlin now. He knows the languages, not just English, but even a little bit of German. He has a high qualification. So formerly, he is in a quite good position, but anyway, he still can't use all these things. And that's what makes him a bit special, because a lot of other ones we're working with, they don't have all those nice qualifications.
Maria Theresa is hopeful that things will turn around for Ingo. But for most Eastern European homeless people in Berlin, the reality is often a difficult and hopeless one. Michael Scaturo, DW, Berlin.